Book 1, Chapter 9, The Destruction of the Sodomites by the Assyrian Wall. At this time, when the Assyrians had the dominion over Asia, the people of Sodom were in a flourishing condition, both as to riches and the number of their youth. There were 5 kings that managed the affairs of the country: Balas, Barsus, Senabar, and Sumabor, with the king of Bela. And each king led on his own troops. And the Assyrians made war upon them, and, dividing their army into 4 parts, fought against them. Now every part of the army had its own commander, and when the battle was joined, the Assyrians were conquerors, and imposed a tribute on the kings of the Sodomites, who submitted to this slavery 12 years, and so long they continued to pay their tribute. But on the 13th year they rebelled, and then the army of the Assyrians came upon them under their commanders Amraphel, Arioch, Chedorlaomer, and Tidal. These kings had laid waste all Syria and overthrown the offspring of the giants. And when they were come over against Sodom, they pitched their camp at the vale called the Slime Pits, for at that time there were pits in that place. But now, upon the destruction of the city of Sodom, that vale became Lake Asphaltites, as it is called. However, concerning this lake we shall speak more presently. Now, when the Sodomites joined battle with the Assyrians, and the fight was very obstinate, many of them were killed, and the rest were carried captive, among which captives was Lot, who had come to assist the Sodomites.